This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Penelope, P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, date of birth 5/15/1946. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Arnold with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, a history of lithium exposure, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was September 22, 2025. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and she did become ill with COVID and then also developed pneumonia over the winter time. She did go to the ER for treatment but did not require hospitalization. She was extremely fatigued for many weeks and is just starting to feel back to normal at this point. She reports that her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.3, and she's very careful with her diabetic diet. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the carvedilol, 6.25 milligram twice a day, and her Norvasc was restarted. She believes it's 5 milligram once daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, her weight is 151 pounds, pulse is 78, blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 138 over 78. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 2nd, 2026. Creatinine is stable, 1.25. Estimated GFR is 44. Calcium is 9.6. Albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.3, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 14.0, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy with controlled A1C of 6.3. 4, bilaterally small kidneys, and 5, past exposure to lithium. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.